In every week, we have one question that we call an application question. The application question is designed to really get you into, how's this affecting my life? What am I going to do about this week? Now, the key to the study, because we've done these studies now for quite a while, is pace yourself. You want to ruin a good study? Wait till 8 o'clock on Monday night. And you will find out what joy taken away means, you know. All of a sudden you're going to think, oh man, I haven't even touched that this week. And I got to meet tomorrow night. And all of a sudden it's drudgery, you know. And so what we recommend is that people begin tomorrow morning, or even tonight, in reading the first one, which is Genesis 1 through 3. Our first lesson is Genesis 1 through 3. It's half of the first period, which is the early world. We spend 1 week on some periods. We spend 4 weeks on some periods. It just depends on how much content there is in that period. But this really is the key. Pace yourself. Read a little bit every day. Answer a couple of questions. Make it fun. Make it an adventure. Now the question also comes up, how do I pick a Bible? What Bible should I use for the study? People used to ask all the time, what's the best translation of the Bible? And I always said it was the one you would read. That's the best one. We are recommending in this study two separate Bibles primarily. The first one is the New American Bible. It's what it's called. The translation is called the New American Bible. There's a lot of variations of it. There's the St. Joseph edition. There is this edition here that is, I believe, put out by our Sunday Visitor. Has some nice little notes in it. There are others. There's one here called the Student Edition of the New American Bible. The New American Bible is approved by the bishops in the United States. It's used during the liturgy on Sunday morning throughout the week, so you're familiar with it. While it's a translation, it is at times harder to understand because it's a little stilted sometimes in the way that it words things. The other one that we recommend is the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition. The Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition. That is the one that I use for the study. And there's a couple of reasons why I use that for the study. I use it for the study because it's very accurate, it's approved by the bishops, it is very readable, and it's used in the catechism. And the RSV, regular Bible, is what many Protestants use. And so if I'm going to converse with people and talk about Scripture, I want a common ground, and so I choose the RSV. I recommend the RSV Catholic edition. What's the difference between the RSV that the Protestants use and the Catholic edition of it? A couple of things. One, we have all the books of the Bible in this, all 73 books in this Catholic edition. A regular RSV, they will have 66 books and a section called the Apocryphal Writings. We don't call them apocryphal writings, false writings. We call them the deuterocanonical books, the second canon. They've always been in there. The other major difference is there is no difference in the Old Testament other than the seven books. There's no difference in the text at all. In the New Testament, the difference is about 20 to 30 changes that were made, the majority of them in the footnotes. Only in a few texts is there a change, and it's mainly centered on Jesus' brethren, so that it makes sure that we understand the Catholic teaching on that. Now, the RSV Catholic edition comes in two different flavors. It comes in a leather-bound Bible, burgundy and black. Some of them have tabs on the side that you can go to the Scripture very, very quickly. You could see it and go there. A leather-bound Bible has a tendency to last longer. It has a tendency to last longer. I have one here that I've had for 27 years. I've been studying out of it. It's been rebound a couple of times. But it's lasted for 27 years of wear and tear. Some people want that. If nothing else, they smell better. The other one is the Ignatius Bible. It's the Revised Standard Version, Catholic Edition. It's a hardbound version. It's about $30, I believe, $29.95, whereas this is, I think, $49.95. You'll have to check at the book table. Those are the two that we recommend. Now, if you have a New American Bible and you really like it, keep it. But if you're looking for a Bible, I would recommend either the New American Bible or the RSV Catholic Edition. But the point is this: get a Bible that you can live in. What do I mean by that? Get a Bible that you're comfortable with, one that you're not afraid to write in and underline. One of the things we're hoping for is that people will take the markers that we've given them and underline key passages with the colors of that period, so that when they're looking through the Bible very quickly, they know what period they're at. Oh, I'm in the return. Oh, I'm in the divided kingdom. And so they kind of have a marking method. If you want to start with a new Bible, you can do that. But when I say get into a Bible that you can live with, what I mean is that a Bible is a very precious thing. The church teaches us that the Bible is a letter written by our Heavenly Father for us. There's a word that the church fathers used to describe inspiration and the scriptures given to us. You know what it was? Condescension. God is condescending. He is coming down to our level, down like this, as children. He's coming down to our level, and the early church fathers said it like this: it's baby talk. And so when you're reading the Bible, you are hearing from the one who created the heavens and the earth, and you're hearing him say, goo goo gaga, goo goo gaga. And we do this when we condescend, when we come down to our children's levels. Now, you know, we'll get down there and do that, you know. We'd never do that at a board meeting at work, ever. You know, in comes Mr. Johnson. We never do that. In fact, we'd probably be fired. But God comes down to our level, and he speaks to us as children. This is a place of contact. This is a place of meeting God. Of all the things he could have written, John tells us that the world could not contain the books if he would have written everything that Jesus taught and said and did. But he has chosen this much. And so as we'll learn in our first lesson next week, we'll learn that God did not attempt to record everything, but only those things that you needed for the sake of your salvation. And so, as a very special book, I encourage you to make it your own. I started writing things in my Bible a number of years ago when I first bought it. This one I bought in 1977. I started writing interesting little things because I had all these blank pages in the back, you know. Listen to some of this. You didn't know you were going to get this tonight, but Jeff and Emily engaged Friday, June 24th, 1977, between 11:30 and 12 midnight at Lake Harriet. I didn't remember that. I'm just kidding. Engagement ring presented Sunday, June 26, 1977, Rum River, Mille Lacs, Minnesota. I'm just giving you some of my life. I'm giving you some of my life right here. I wrote in here, in my Bible, and I'm not sure why I did it. I just started writing this stuff. Listen to this. First week in July, we found out we're going to have a baby, finally. The baby's due April 11th, 1985. And we felt the baby move for the first time November 10th. 1984. We heard the heartbeat at 3 and 4 months. The first time was 148 a minute. The second was 128 a minute. It's interesting stuff. November 13th, 5:25 p.m., I felt the baby kick for the first time. On March 29th, Emily came home at 5 with contractions. By 8, we were in the hospital. At 1:12 a.m., Carly Janine was born, 7 pounds. I wrote all sorts of stuff in these blank pages, and we look back at it now and think, wow, these were like markers in our life that we thank God for. And one of the things they did in the Old Testament was God commanded them to make markers to remind them of his words and his deeds and his history. I use the Bible for that myself, and I use it as sort of a way to track my progress with the Lord. And so I encourage you to get a Bible that you can live in. And I have my Bibles here. And you know what? Someday, when I die, I think the most important thing and the most valuable thing that I can pass on to my girls is my Bible.